I'm about 5 seconds away from giving you the most amazingest praise. I'ma give you 5, I'ma give you 4, I'ma give you 3, I'ma give you 2. I'm about 5 seconds away from giving you the most amazingest praise. I'ma give you 5, I'ma give you 4, I'ma give you 3, 2. Now everybody go.
Blessings, praise the Lord, everybody. I thank God for being here on today. I thank God for our life, health, and strength, for all of us to come together. I thank you all, Platinum Ruby Eagles, for coming on today to share the wealth and the glory of God on today. I thank God on today for our prophetic flow Sunday worship explosion. I thank God for what he's about to do on today. He's about to show out. He's about to heal people. He's about to bless people. He's about to do so many miracle things in our lives. And I'm just excited to be a part of it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I thank God on today. Let's just take our phones off mute first before we get started to just thank God for us being here and alive and healthy and alive and just breathing. A lot of people didn't make it today, so let's be the ones that we rejoice and be happy that we're alive and that we're here and we all can come together as one and to thank God that we are here celebrating him, serving him, preaching his, teaching his word to the nations. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for that. We thank God for his love. We thank God for his passion. And we thank God for giving us another chance. We thank God for forgiving us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for it. Hallelujah. Now we are going to go blowing the shofar. Hallelujah. 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 We thank God for blowing the shofar. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now we're going to have scripture reading by Pastor Sneaker. Hallelujah. The mic is yours.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Today I'm going to come from Psalms 100, King James Version, a psalm of praise. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. I have read Psalms 100, verses 1 through 5. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his holy written word. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Nega, for that beautiful word. Now we are going to go to open prayer by Evangelist Bobby. The mic is yours. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Dear Lord God, we come to you right now, Father God, asking that you would just, Lord God, bless us, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, that you would just be able to just heal our minds, heal our thoughts, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for your love, your kindness, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for us being alive and here and healthy, Lord God, and rejuvenated and wise, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your wisdom and knowledge and understanding, Lord God. We thank you for all the people all over the world that's listening to us, Lord God, and taking the time out their day to listen to us, to know that, Lord God, that we're teaching your truth, Lord God. We're learning your truth every day, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for your love, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for giving us another chance, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for you just helping us, Lord God, and guiding us along the way, Lord God, to know more and more about you. There's so much more to learn about you, Lord God, every day, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God, for your love. We thank you, Lord God, for your patience, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for just dealing with us as general, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your love and your holy touch, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for everything, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the people that's on the line, Lord God, that who is doing this, Lord God, as leaders, our leaders, Lord God. We thank you for all this coming together as one to teach your word, Lord God, to speak your word to the people, Lord God, to heal them, Lord God, to help them, Lord God, to know that it's okay to serve you, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for your, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your peace of mind, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we woke up this morning, Lord God, to thank you and praise you, Lord God, to command our day to serve you, Lord God, to say that we love you, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for We thank you, Lord God, for many more things. We thank you, Lord God, for the schools. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for everything that we do, everyday living, Lord God, daily activity, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, in Jesus. Amen. Now we are about to go into a testimony. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Adam made love to his wife Eve, and she became pregnant and gave birth to Cain. She said,
"With the help of the Lord, I have brought forth a man."
Later she gave birth to his brother Abel. Now Abel kept flocks, and Cain worked the soil. In the course of time, Cain brought some of the fruits of the soil as an offering to the Lord. And Abel also brought an offering, fat portions from some of the firstborn of his flock. The Lord looked with favor on Abel and his offering, but on Cain and his offering he did not look with favor. So Cain was very angry, and his face was downcast. Then the Lord said to Cain,
"Why are you angry? Why is your face downcast? If you do what is right, will you not be accepted? But if you do not do what is right, sin is crouching at your door. It desires to have you, but you must rule over it."
Now Cain said to his brother Abel,
"Let's go out to the field."
While they were in the field, Cain attacked his brother Abel and killed him. Then the Lord said to Cain,
"Where is your brother Abel?"
"I don't know,"
he replied.
"Am I my brother's keeper?"
The Lord said,
"What have you done? Listen, your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground. Now you are under a curse, and driven from the ground which opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. When you work the ground, it will no longer yield its crops for you. You will be a restless wanderer on the earth.
Cain said to the Lord,
"My punishment is more than I can bear. Today you are driving me from the land, and I will be hidden from your presence. I will be a restless wanderer on the earth, and whoever finds me will kill me."
But the Lord said to him,
"Not so. Anyone who kills Cain will suffer vengeance 7 times over.
Then the Lord put a mark on Cain so that no one who found him would kill him. So Cain went out from the Lord's presence and lived in the land of Nod, east of Eden. Cain made love to his wife, and she became pregnant and gave birth to Enoch. Cain was then building a city, and he named it after his son Enoch. To Enoch was born Irad, and Irad was the father of Mahujael, and Mahujael was the father of Methushael, and Methushael was the father of Lamech. Lamech married 2 women, one named Ada and the other Zillah. Ada gave birth to Jabal. He was the father of those who live in tents and raise livestock. His brother's name was Jubal. He was the father of all who play stringed instruments and pipes. Zillah also had a son, Tubal-Cain, who forged all kinds of tools out of bronze and iron. Tubal-Cain's sister was Naumah. Lamech said to his wives,
"Ada and Zillah, listen to me. Wives of Lamech, hear my words. I have killed a man for wounding me, a young man for injuring me. If Cain is avenged 7 times, then Lamech 77 times.
Adam made love to his wife again, and she gave birth to a son and named him Seth, saying,
"God has granted me another child in place of Abel, since Cain killed him."
Seth also had a son, and he named him Enosh. At that time, people began to call on the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God for that testimony. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now we are going to go to seed planting and Apostle Trina. The mic is yours. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Hello?
Yes,
okay,
we can hear you.
I just need a moment. Okay, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I want to read something really quick. Let me pull it up. Give me a minute. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. We're transitioning to seed planting right now, a time of worshiping God with our finances. Hold on. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Okay, I want to read, if you don't mind, I want to read something I found. I'm reading from Genesis chapter 28, verses 20 to 22. Then Jacob made a vow, saying, "If God," oh, hold on. I'm sorry, that was the wrong chapter. Praise the Lord. Genesis chapter 14, verses 19 to 20. And it's about tithing before Moses. And he blessed him and said, "Blessed be Abram by God Most High. Hallelujah. Possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be God Most High, who has delivered your enemies into your hand." And Abram gave him a tithe a tenth of his tithes of everything. Abraham had just returned from defeating the armies of the four kings, rescuing his nephew Lot and reclaiming his possessions, and he met by the priest of God Most High named Melchizedek. And hopefully I'm saying that name right, but we all are familiar with this priest. Praise the Lord. The priest attributes Abraham's victory to God, possessor of heaven and earth, and his blessings, Abraham. In gratitude to God's authority and blessing, Abraham gave Melchizedek a tenth of his possessions. He doesn't do it to invoke God's blessings. He does it in response of God's blessings. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, that we are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people after your heart, Lord God. We thank you in the name of Jesus, Lord God, for that we are a blessed people, Lord God. And so we want to worship you with our tithing because we are blessed because of who you are and who you are in our lives, Father God, to us individually and collectively as a body, Father God. And we thank you, Lord God. Bless the giver. Bless the ones that have a heart to give but don't have the finances right now. And bless the ones that want to give, Father God, even if it's in serving you, Lord God, in different ways, Lord God. Lord, Father God, in Jesus' name. And so we just thank you for this time of sowing our, you know, paying our tenth of our tithes and love offerings is everything that's after that in Jesus' name. And you want to go to iamaruby.com and you will find a link, a seed planting, and you can go on there and sow your seed. Click the link, PayPal, and you can sow your seed, a love offering, or your tithe, and name it, and we bless it. We bless it in the name of the Lord, and we praise God in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. The mic is yours. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God. We really do want to sow for God. We want to give God our all because he gives us his all the time. So why not, you know, give him our all that we have to sow and to just give him the glory. And when we're doing it, to be happy because he always supplies it back to us, always, no matter what. Trust me, I know. So now this is what we all can participate in. But before I turn it over to praise and worship, but we need to praise and worship our own. We need to actually literally get off this dry dog spell that we have and just come on and thank God for us being here on today, for us being alive, because some people was in car accidents or in fires and crossfires and stuff like that. But we at home praising God on the live broadcast and teaching and preaching the word of God. So we need to thank God that we are still here alive. A lot of people can't pray to God right now and tell them that they're here alive and walking and talking and breathing. Many people could be taken out many years ago, so we should be able to praising God and thanking God that we still here alive and breathing and talking in our devices, teaching and preaching to his nation. So hallelujah, let's thank God before we go to praise and worship, because it's only him by his blood that we is covered, by his blood and our faith that we have, that he still got us here, that he still got us here to teach and preach his word and to tell the other people about him, to teach his word, to learn more and the real things about him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's thank God on today because he did it. Nobody else did it but him, but he's here giving us a chance to talk.
Amen, amen.
And to allow us to help his people and to go strong. Hallelujah. We are here because we are the youth. I am a youth person. I'm here to stay strong, to say that I am taking back our youth, that I am going to be the leader of our youth. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So this is where everyone needs to come together and be strong for one another, to pray for one another, and to stand strong in praise and worship, not just for you, but for everyone else around you, everyone else that who doesn't even know you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, while we want to praise and worship, let's just thank God today that you are here and everybody around you that's here, and just even if you don't talk to them, that they still here, that you can still call them, and tell them
yes,
that you love
Lord,
them, tell them that you celebrate
you.
Them while they're still
you.
Here, embrace them while they're still here, because when they're gone, you're really going to be like, I should have did this, I should have talked to them, I should have did this, I should have did that. So hallelujah, let's just praise God.
Have mercy.
And tell everyone that you love them. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
We love you. Yes.
Thank you. Let's go to praise and worship. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yeah. Humbling myself before you, Lord, I bow down, giving you the glory. It's raining, it's pouring, the Spirit is flowing. Oh, I feel the anointing for healing and miracles. It's raining and pouring over me. Come on, say it's raining. Come on, sing it. It's pouring. The Spirit is flowing. I feel the anointing for healing and miracle. It's raining and pouring over me.
Oh, we need the rain.
hallelujah, hallelujah. Let it rain, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God on today for letting it rain. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Overflow is all over our lives. Hallelujah, yes, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, for our lives, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for the overflow, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the overflow, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you for the rain, oh God. We thank you for your rain, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for your rain. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. Before I introduce the speaker, oh God, hallelujah, I need everyone to take their phones on mute and just thank God for the rain. Thank God that it's rainy and that it's pouring. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen, amen,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now, I want to introduce the speaker. And what can I say about this woman of God? That she is, I know her for a long time. Since we was teenagers, we go really back with God. Our apostle used to make us pray and fast and worship, and her teaching her to know God, to love God, and grow the woman that she is today. Hallelujah. We all used to be sit there and do Bible study. She used to teach my little sister Bible study. She used to teach all of us Bible study. And we just sit there and listen. I teach her Bible study. We always just teach. And now she is this powerful woman of God who just loves God and just have such a voice for the youth and just going higher and higher every day. Hallelujah. Prophetess Dominique, the mic is yours. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Praise God. So grateful to be here on today. Truly thank God for his anointing, his power, and giving me another chance at life and grace and mercy. I truly thank God for all of it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I wanted to sing this song before I start that was on my heart, just a little bit of it. And it goes like this. My life is not my own. So you give it back in love. I give myself to you. My life is not my own. So you give it back in love. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. My life is not my own. So you give it back in love. I give myself to you. You, my life is not my own. So you give it back in love. I give myself to you. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can you please? Amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That song was on my heart. That song was on my heart, hallelujah, and I had to share. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So today, Sunday, is prophetic counseling, and I wanted to share a little bit of what that was. Amen. It means one-on-one ministry to help people with scriptural wisdom and insight, but also with the gift of the Holy Spirit to discover root problems and minister deliverance and inner healing, etc. It serves a little different purpose than the ministry of the prophet and prophetic pastry or the general counseling. The word of knowledge and discerning of the Spirit are two key gifts necessary to move in this realm effectively. It allows the counselor to cut through the hours of discussion and look beyond the veil of human reasoning to get right to the heart of the matter and bring resolution. Hallelujah. This is the prophetic counseling. So to share basically wisdom, knowledge, and understandings with the people to help with the scriptural wisdom and insight with the gift of the Holy Spirit and discover root problems and minister deliverance and the inner healing. Amen, amen. So what I want to discuss today is about faith and forgiveness. This is on my heart to study on. When I needed, you know, a word to talk about, I heard the Lord say to me, and he speaks to me about faith, plain as day. Then later on in the midnight hours, I was told to also speak on forgiveness. So here we are today, amen. So before claiming a promise, we must check ourselves in the areas, in these three areas, faith, obedience, and patience. First, we must trust Jesus as our personal Savior and live on the basis of our belief in him. Obeying God is also necessary. If we willfully continue to disobey the Lord, then he is not obligated to his promise, to fulfill his promise, 1 Peter 3 and 12. Finally, patience is another requirement, and God operates in his timeable to accomplish his purpose according to his perfect plan. Waiting on him is necessary. Amen. Amen. So my title is Faith and Forgiveness. Faith without works is dead. The Lord is able to do all things for men if they exercise in him. What does this mean to you? For me, it means we need to exercise my or our faith in him. You have to believe in him. You have to trust that God got this. Moses in the book of Exodus believed in God. He had to minister to the people using prophetic counseling to get them in order and to understand that God brought them out and how they need to have the faith and listen and trust God to bring them out. Amen. It takes a lot of courage to leave everything where you are and, you know, and you've never been before, following the voice of the Lord. You have to have faith and meditate and hear the voice of God and what he is saying, fasting as well. And believe while you're doing this, you know, you have to have faith, you know. Another kind of faith, I was reading one of my books, and everyone knows I love to read. Another kind of faith, I was reading one of my books, and it's called 9 Habits to Build Confidence, Courage, and Influence. And what caught my attention in this book was when a group of friends were enjoying the night with their loved ones and friends and whatever, and how this stranger came about at their party. He had a gun, and this is a true story. He had a gun, and what he did was told them to give him all their money that they had. So the thing about this is that the killer had a gun, and well, the guy who held them hostage, not the killer, but he had a gun, told them to give him all their money. They didn't have any money. So what they did was try to deflect the situation and get him to feel guilty about what he was doing by saying, think about what your mom would think if she was here in this situation. Well, the situation increased. It made the tension worse. It made everything worse by them saying that. It took this one person to use wisdom to actually shift it and said, why don't you sit down, have a drink with us, and eat? We're actually just celebrating. Why don't you join us? To me, that's a big step, and it's very courageous of her to have faith that if she does this, that this might actually work. She was using wisdom. That actually de-escalated the situation. He didn't think of it like that. He wasn't expecting her to say that. He was unaware to be even invited after he had pulled a gun out on them. So he agreed. He sat down. He ate. He drank. He muttered that, you know, this was a mistake coming. And what he said was, there's a mistake coming here. And I made a mistake by coming here on today. This is the wrong place for me to be. And he asked them the most strangest thing. He said, I would like a hug. And they all gave him a hug, told him they understand, you know, that they understand, you know, we know it's hard out here, you know. And they all came together and was speaking to this man. He put his gun away and everything. And the man left after all of that, after he got his hug and everything, he left. And they were there. That was a complete miracle because everyone knows how that could have transpired differently. But the woman, by using wisdom and having faith in God, you know, to trust that, that wisdom that was seeking for her to change and switch things, hallelujah, it de-escalated and it brought nothing but peace at the end. No one was harmed. No one, you know, nothing was stolen of anything like that. And what that brought back to me was how God talks about how you should love your enemies and those who prosecute you. So that's what that brought to me. And it also brought to me with forgiveness. Oh, I also forgot to mention, he also said that he was sorry. He said he was sorry before he left. And just remembering that and trusting in his word, you know, how to not to hate your enemy, but to love them and pray for them, hallelujah, and those that prosecute you, you know, your children, you know, you really are children of the Heavenly Father when you do this, you know. The sun rises on the evil one, Scripture says, and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. If you are those that love and you only love those that love you, I'm sorry, and reward only those, you know, you reward those only that you love. You know, you're not even, you know, even a tax collector is doing that. And if you, you know, greet only your own people, what are you doing more than others? Don't even take him to do that. And that's from Matthew 5:43-47. And in other words, it says nothing of your faith to do what everyone else does. It actually speaks volumes about your faith when you are able to remain rooted in who you are, warm and kind, loving, even when other people are not those things. It is just a test of your faith, just to know that, be able to exemplify those values when others simplify the opposite. Also, once again, it operates with its forgiveness. The man felt he was forgiven. True forgiveness helps as well. And, you know, when somebody feels truly forgiven, which that's why the man, you know, he left in peace and he didn't bother them again, it's because he felt like he was forgiven after all of that. He knew what he was doing was wrong. He knew that he ran into a trap. It was a setup. And what he thought he was getting, you know, he thought he was setting them up, it was really a flip. You were set up, and you got the opposite of what you thought you were going to get. You left with something, but it wasn't what you desired. It was what you needed. Hallelujah. So that's what he got. Hallelujah. True forgiveness helps as well. He felt he was okay to leave, and we must really forgive, you know, for those
Hello, hallelujah, hallelujah. Her phone had hung up. She'll be right back in just a moment. So, hallelujah, what God is saying. I'm just excited. I'm just listening and standing in tune and just keep going. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I thank God for this beautiful word. The no name is trying to keep her from speaking the word of God. Hallelujah. But we cast them out right now. We cast out anything that try to come against her, her phone or anything like that is trying to make her not speak the word of God. We cast it out in Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Because God will get the last say-so in everything. Hallelujah. And he is and always will win. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So we have the victory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In Jesus' amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. I'm back. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I apologize. So, yes, I left off on forgiveness. Hallelujah. So what the man could have been thinking was that the cops could have been called on him. You know, what he's seeing was God gave him a second chance to get it right. You know, no one forgives more than God did. I'm pretty sure all of us had to ask for forgiveness at some point or another because we know it was wrong. God forgave us daily. He forgives us daily. He wakes us up to show that, amen, who we are, you know, in him, you know, who are we, you know, that we cannot forgive when our Heavenly Father is always forgiving, you know, and that's what he's all about. And we're supposed to be in line with him, amen. When we operate in unforgiveness, we are not displaying his character. Forgiveness is a place of blessings and healing and the promises. If we fail to forgive, God is not obligated to forgive us because his word says when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive them so that your Father in heaven may forgive you your sins. Amen, amen. We have to have faith in the word of God. We have to lean on him, put everything in his, including our life, and fully trust our Father. Faith without works is dead. Operating in faith moves God and glory to him, I mean, through our actions and allow us to prosper and be established. We can't please God without faith. I heard the expression, you know, walk by faith all my life. I operate in it daily to know it's true that God really comes through when you know that you know he can lead you where to go. He can heal you, protect you, support you, love you, give you the healing in your heart, give you healing in your health, give you healing in your spirit, in your mind. Hallelujah. I know with faith, taking God with me, he got my back. I know my back is always covered. Amen. I know by faith, if I tell something to move out of my way, it's going to move. In the name of Jesus, you know, I have that much faith because I trust in God that much. I have that much to, I still have much to learn. I still got, you know, God texting me on my faith, whether it's relationships, friendships, work-related, anything. God has my back. I know that for sure, you know. I've learned at a young age, when I was 12 years old, how faith works. Actually, 11, I apologize. It was 11 years old when I seen for myself how faith works. I tested it out for myself. God definitely showed up like never before. That was my first time ever experiencing that. So I know about faith, and I still walk it daily, hallelujah. It's a daily task. You know, if you're new to faith, trust me, it's not, you know, something that, especially with God. With God, you know, I don't know if y'all know this or not, there ain't no failure in God. There's no failure. There ain't no little bit, ain't no cuts or nothing about it. He's not bipolar. He's not double-minded. You know, God, you know, he is A1, 100. We trying to get that. So ain't no failure in a man of faith. There's none. No flaws whatsoever. There's none. He's perfect. You know, and I trust God that much, hallelujah. So my faith, you know, is still progressing and still growing, you know, in him, hallelujah. So I know that God got my kids. I know that God got my mother. I know that God got my siblings. I know God covered everyone, you know. My soul is even covered, hallelujah, in the blood of Jesus, amen. God has my back. I have faith, hallelujah, that he got me. So also, another thing what recently happened, I think it's about a week ago now, God had spared me to spend a whole lot of cash on a ticket because I had a ticket I got, and that ticket has been almost at least $600. But God, when I got there, I don't know how it all happened the way like it did, but she just kept going through the whole ticket, and the amount just started being chopped all the way down. So I only had to pay $215 for the ticket. That's God. I don't know about you, but that's God. Yeah. That's how much, you know, faith I have in God. I know God had my back for sure. I just didn't know how. And most of the time, we don't know how he's going to come. Most of the time, we don't know what's going to happen. Most of the time, we, you know, that's why I call faith. That's why I call faith. That's why I call trust. That's why I call belief. Hallelujah. Amen. Because God, he definitely is there to test our faith and see what we are in him. And if we're going to walk that walk, you know, you can talk all you want to, but when it's time for action, he needs you to step your game up and say, all right, where that faith at? So definitely growing in my faith more and more every single day, you know. As a young person, you know, faith has definitely been a lot that I've been leaning on as far as school-wise and everything. I've always leaned on God and him to come through, help my remembrance and everything, you know, because, you know, I can't operate without God. I don't know about anybody else, but I can't operate without God. I can't think without God. I can't breathe without God. I can't even turn around without God. I can't even wake up without God. As soon as I wake up, I say, thank you, Jesus, because he let me see another day. I can't even, you know, focus without God. I've been to the point where, you know, I had backslid before a long time ago as well, and I had did a lot of things, and I couldn't do nothing but say glory because there's a lot of times I could have been killed. A lot of times I could have been seriously hurt. A lot of times I could have been in a predicament where I wouldn't even be properly dominated because that's how much God has covered me. That is faith right there. I've seen God in action with a lot of other people as well with sickness and everything and how they bounce back. Hallelujah. I've seen all these things for myself. So, yes, my faith has increased. Hallelujah. I just trust God. I believe in him, his word. He's been nothing but wonderful to me, my children. He has spared me plenty of time. Hallelujah. He's definitely been A1 with me. He never lied to me. He never lied to me, never. Most of the time he shows up, you know, and warns me before things even happen. And I recognize the warning. So most of the time, you know, I'm definitely acting on it to make sure, you know, I'm A1, you know, because God, he always sends us warning before destruction. So if you keep going past the warning, you know, that's on you at that point because you can't say God didn't do his job and warned you and showed you and screamed to you, talked to you, whatever he could to get your attention. Hallelujah. So I definitely trust in God that much. God is definitely somebody, you know, that I'm glad that I had in my life. He's definitely somebody I'm glad sparing my life, protecting me. You know, he's got my back for sure with his angels and everything. So when I go to battle, I'm not going to battle alone. I got angels too, you know. So God definitely looks out for his people. He definitely does. Hallelujah. So, yes, if you're new to faith, let me tell you, God will never let you down. And this is a fact. You can take that to the bank. He ain't no failure. There's no failure in God. So as long as we're doing what he says, as long as we're doing what we're supposed to do, as long as we're there on that level with God, you will never fail. There's no failure in him, and there will be no failure in you. Hallelujah. As long as we're doing according to what he asks and what he tells us, we can't lose. I praise God, you know, for this teaching because it touched me in a very deep way. It actually got me very emotional and also thinking about forgiveness as well. It really got me emotional, you know. There's a lot of things God is dealing with me with. And so I just praise God and I thank him for just, you know, sending it to me first. Hallelujah. And then be able to tell it to you. Forgiveness is a very big thing. Hallelujah. So definitely if you have anything inside of you that you need to forgive, hallelujah. Make sure you forgive them, hallelujah, because you want God to forgive you. None of us, you know what I'm saying, can't say we didn't need forgiveness, hallelujah. All of us need forgiveness every single day, because you never know what you're supposed to be doing. You probably weren't even doing what you're supposed to say to somebody, what that person you were supposed to pick up. Glory to God. God's talking to us all day long. You never know. So, you know, it's very important to stay in tune and stay on the wall, hallelujah. And God, you know what I'm saying, if you have to have that ear, definitely have that ear in order to proceed and go forward. And that's why it's good to stay meditated. It's good to stay fast. It's good to basically open up your listening ear to God, hallelujah. And go to that quiet place, go to your secret place, hallelujah, so God can definitely talk to you one-on-one. Have your date night with God. Have that one-on-one with God. Have a little study time with God, you know. It's good, you know, to operate with that. I remember I used to dance in private. When I be by myself, I dance in private. And I'd be dancing and talking to God and basically just having a great time, you know. And when you come out and you're learning your lesson, all of that, you know, you just come out feeling great, rejuvenated. You know, you're smiling. You get that your inner spirit is glowing. Your inner spirit is happy. That's you feeding your spirit. That's what that is. That is when you do that, hallelujah. That's your spirit being fed. It's happy, hallelujah, because you have been in the presence of the Lord, hallelujah. So, yes, please, 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 if there's anything you need to, anyone you need to forgive, forgive them, and also walk by faith, not by sight, hallelujah. This concludes what I had on today for prophetic counsel teaching, amen. So I just truly thank God for just his teaching and his word on giving it to me first and letting me be able to receive this message, because it definitely was very deep to me. It definitely was worthy of sharing, because God is always sharing everything with us every single day. Hallelujah. We just need to open up our ears to hear him. Hallelujah. I'm just truly grateful for my life on today and yours as well. And pray my strength in the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Prophetess Patricia, I turn the mic back over to you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God for that beautiful word about how God has our back no matter what, how God is there for with us since day one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God that we have a great Father that who will have our back no matter what. That when we think stuff is going on that's so major, it's really not to him. And he's like, okay, you really going to put this over before me? Or you really going to think that I'm not, you think that this is really big? This is very small. You thinking that this was me? Really? So I thank God for God having our back no matter what the situation is, that we may think it's big, it's so major, but it's not to him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's how our kids do today. They think stuff is so major, major. And then when it's to us, it's like, oh, really? This is all you make it seem like it's so major? Like my kids, they do the same thing. So it's funny and how Dominique just said it, the prophet Dominique said about God, and God just be laughing at us when he's like, you really think this is so major? So I thank God that he has our back no matter what. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now we can all participate in this, to give our hearts to God, to just close our and go in silence and just really dig deep and just thank God for everything. Pastor Sneaker, the mic is yours for altar call. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We just praise and thank the Lord today for that powerful sermon about what the prophetic counseling is, why you need to have faith in God, use wisdom, and definitely have forgiveness. My God, that was a one-time word for our young people. My God, it came forth with so much boldness and clarity and authority and power and dominion. My God, that's a message we can all listen to. Thank God the call is recorded. My God, we're going to go into altar call. This is where if you don't know the Lord, you can come and be saved. My God, this is where if you have backslidden, you can come and be restored back to Christ. My God, this is where you can come if you need prayer for anything. My God, the Bible lets us know in Romans 10 and 9 that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. My God, John 3:36 says that he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. My God, we also know, my God, John 6:47 tells us, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. John 14:6 lets us know that Jesus says unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. My God, if you would like to give your life to Christ, we have the altar open. My God, we extend the invitation. My God, if you don't want to come off unmute, my God, you can send us a request and we will pray for you. My God, do we have any who need prayer requests, who would like to give their life to Christ? Hallelujah, hallelujah. My God, we just thank God for this time. My God, we thank God for the invitation. My God, Father God, we just come in your name, Lord. Just thank you in the name of Jesus for all the call and the invitation to join the church, my God, the body of Christ, my God, we praise and bless your holy name on today, Father God. We pray for everyone who heard this message on today, Father God, that they will hide this word in their heart, Father God, so that they will not forget it. My God, we just thank you for another blessed day to be in your midst on today, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you always show up and do the impossible in our lives, and we just praise and bless your holy name. We pray for the speaker of the hour, Prophet Dominique. My God, we ask that you pour into her what she poured out unto us on today, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for her coming forth with that powerful word on today, Father God. And we praise and bless your holy name for our young people and what you're doing in their lives on today, Father God. We are excited for our youth, Father God. They are on fire. We say a special prayer for our young people. In the name of Jesus, we cancel out that violent killing and premature death and heart attacks and strokes and aneurysms. Father God, the demonic bounty hunter and any demonic entity against our young people on today, we cancel out suicide, murder, jealousy, and envy, and strife in the name of Jesus, and we banish it all to the dry places. We, Father God, bind your peace, love, and joy, and your fear of the Spirit to our youth on today, Father God. We prophesy, declare, and decree that they will live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. We just praise and bless you and thank you for them. We say this prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Nika, for altar call. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now we can go to comments and remarks. The mic is open to anyone. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now is the time.
Amen, amen. Blessing, blessing, Prophetess Dominique. What a powerful word that came from the Lord. God bless you, and may he make his face to shine upon you, and everything you say, speak, and do according to his word. Just want to say I love you, and you can see the growth in you, and it is truly a blessing to see not only that you're growing and prospering, but Prophetess Lucretia as well, excuse me. I'm so proud of you all, the Timothy generation. Please always allow God to use you. Amen. I just want to say I love you.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Would there be another one? Hallelujah. We thank you.
Hey, man, I enjoyed the message on today with Prophetess Dominique about your faith needs to be working and how we should be thankful every day that we are alive and we have another golden opportunity to get it right. So I was just blessed with the portion that I did hear from Prophetess Dominique. I work today, so y'all excuse me for my lateness. But I thank and praise God because I got to hear exactly what I needed to hear. Because faith without works is dead. And only to get something done, you got to get to work. So I just thank and praise God for her and her message. And like as his mother Pat said, she's growing, she's maturing, she's really mature, she's come a long way. I can hear it in her, and I'm so thankful unto God. I am really thankful unto God because she has really. She's coming along. The entire Timothy generation is. They are some lovely individuals. They're all personalities. So definitely keep growing and keep abounding and keep being strong and keep your head up and keep your focus on God. Be blessed.
Hello, Prophetess Hallelujah. Would there be another one? Any comments or remarks? The mic is open. Well, I just want to thank God for Prophetess Dominique for that beautiful word. I thank God that it's just a wonderful word. She was like, oh, God, she was telling me how she was going to, study and focus when she get off work. And I was like, don't worry, God got you. God's going to give you the words to say. And he did. He gave her the words to say. So I'm just at all at the moment. I thank God for just letting God use her. Hallelujah. I thank God for just that beautiful word and just keeping the faith and knowing that God is, everything. And you're right, Pastor Sneaker. God is teaching us this to the youth that we can trust him, that he's going to have our back no matter what. A lot of people don't believe that God is going to have their back no matter what. So that's why he's letting you know that he's going to have your back no matter what. He had your back all this time, so he's going to have your back now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So I thank God for you, Prophetess Dominique, and keep your strength going and just have faith knowing that he always got your back no matter what. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Would there be any more comments? The mic is open.
I just wanted to say thank you all so much again for having this wonderful, wonderful service today. And I thank God for you all every day. Thank you. God bless you and love you all. Thank you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Athalia, for that beautiful, beautiful word, comment. Now, if there's not anyone that has any more comments or remarks, now we're going to go to the announcement. And you posted on the website by Pastor Trina and Pastor Sanika. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Do you, Pastor Sanika or Pastor Trina, had anything to add to that? Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Trailblazers started their final semester. God, class final semester 2. I got the syllabus and time. I got the Chef Ruby website. I got my also live on this upcoming Friday is the Alumni Association. It's hosting our...
Pastor Nika, we can't hear you. Your phone kind of staticking. I'm sorry.
Can you hear me now, Prophetess Eagle Eye?
Yes. Yes, I can hear you now.
Amen, amen. We are going to have our Platinum Ruby University, My God, and our well-listed Troon. Those classes for the final semester are open up at midnight Eastern Standard Time. Please check the website for your new syllabus, My God, My God. Also live on this upcoming Friday, November the 30th at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time is the Alumni Association. We are hosting an activation and impartation service. We are asking everyone who would like to participate to please let myself know or Apostle Tashana know by this upcoming Thursday, November the 29th. My God, My God, it will be broadcast live on our radio show. My God, My God, we invite everyone to participate and to come and be activated, My God, My God, and to impartate in the lives of each other, My God, My God. All other announcements will be posted on the website, and I turn it back over to you, Prophet Eagle Eye. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now we are going to go by closing prayer by Evangelist Bobby. The mic is yours. Hallelujah.
Father God, we thank you for another blessed day that you have made, God, and thank you for the speaking on today, God, and thank you for everyone that joined in with us and listened in on the podcast, Lord. We thank you for the word that went forth. Hallelujah, may it be, continue to be powerful and effective in the lives of everyone that heard the message. Hallelujah, that listened in. Hallelujah, and received something. Hallelujah, some wisdom, some knowledge, some understanding, some insight into that word on today, God. As to the blessed speaker from the crown of our head to the soles of her feet, God continues to walk and talk with her. God, lead her and guide her in the comfort of her that you would have her today. Hallelujah, Lord. We just ask you to bless everyone on the line tonight, God. Hallelujah, in their respective places, oh God. We just ask you to continue to work with us, oh God, continue to shape us and mold us. What you will have us to be, God. And we thank you on today, God, because you are so wonderful. Hallelujah, and awesome and magnificent in all of your ways. Hallelujah. And we appreciate you on today, God. Yeah. But there's no one on earth like you. Hallelujah. There's nothing like you, God. Hallelujah. You love us, hallelujah, with an unending love. Hallelujah. And we appreciate you on today, God, for your healing virtue. Hallelujah. Flowing. Hallelujah, into our hearts, our souls, our minds, and our bodies. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, oh God. Hallelujah, for being a restorer and a renewer of our faith. The evidence of things not seen. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. All we have to do is put our trust in your Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you for having ears to hear. Hallelujah. What thus saith the Lord on today. Hallelujah. We thank you for the message, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, that it is just continue to go forth. Hallelujah. Day after day. Hallelujah. Plant those seeds that need to be planted, God, and may they be watered. Hallelujah. And grow. Hallelujah. To blossom and to bloom. Hallelujah. To fulfill your purpose, what you have for all of us. Hallelujah. For all of us. Hallelujah. Individually and collectively as the body of Christ. Father God, we thank you. Hallelujah. To do great and magnificent things in our lives. Hallelujah. The unexpected, oh God, the instantaneously, hallelujah, the miraculously, hallelujah, the suddenly, oh God, hallelujah. We just thank and appreciate you so much for answering all of our prayers. Hallelujah. For bending down and listening to us and giving us our heart's desires on today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we know you have a time for everything. Hallelujah. We thank you for the process in and out of things. Hallelujah. Lord, we are doing our best. Hallelujah. Preparing for the work. And we are trusting you. Hallelujah. To bring us the victory. Hallelujah. So far on today. Hallelujah. May we all take that magnificent word. Hallelujah. That was spoken. Hallelujah. And let it be effective. Hallelujah. Let it manifest in our lives. Hallelujah. We will carry it with us. Hallelujah. And focus on the word of God. It's a leaning depend on you. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now we are going to go to the closing song. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Riding with my top down, listening to this Jesus music.
Yeah. Back on the grind again. I know it's been a little while, but it's time again. Folks at the crate, where you gon' rhyme again? I'm like, hold up, give me time, my man. See a lot of things change, some stay the same. From H-Town to D-Town to Memphis, man. One thing, it's a show everywhere I go. People caught up in themselves, money cars and clothes, yeah. They talk about it all the time and put it in their song. They drive around and play it loud like it ain't nothing wrong. And all they talk about is simple stuff. Got everybody acting bad, thinking that they a thug. And they trying to drown me out, but now they ain't gonna count me out. I got a backpack full of tracks, plus I keep a Johnny Mac in a week and pound it out. Plus I'm bumping these Jesus beats whenever they see me. People looking all confused, cause every one of my tunes is screaming Jesus beats. I was bumping that Tripley, BJ rolling with me. Both our heads nodding like we dozing or we tipsy. But we ain't been drinking, man. Now this song just banging, man. Got us screaming Jesus out the window while we changing lanes, while we just
riding with my top down, listening to this Jesus music. Riding with my top down, listening to this Jesus. Riding, riding with my top down, down, top, top down. Riding with my top down, listening to this Jesus. Riding, riding with my top, riding, riding with my top down. Riding with my top down, down, Jesus, Jesus music. Riding with my top, riding, riding with my top down. Riding with my top down, listening to this Jesus music.
If you hear that bass bang, bang, and you see it, see it streaks, that stuff your boys playing, man. It's gon' be them Jesus beats. That stuff we bumpin' ain't that lean with it, rock with it. Nope, it's that change of life, and please let the rock hit it. All the stuff that we bump for the Santa Crate. Crush 116, I pray to grace. Once lost that fan, but we damn it, grace. Then the thoughts all start, but we fan of life. Never stand a race. So we're tied to the good, we the fan of life, cause the gospel is good. In the past, I don't think y'all understood. Now you gotta mess up, let us out in your hood. Yeah. We got the winner. Damn. And when we finna crew, okay, we tryna glorify the Lord with what we listen to. Okay, we bump that cross movement, cross, we bump that Lambo, Lambo. We bet that Jesus music. Okay, get okay up your hands, bro. Yeah. It might be screwed and chopped, chop. It might be East Coast. Okay. Either way, this Jesus music tap. Bump this in your speakers, bro. Play loud. The Lord ain't pleased with that money and weed. So if you hear them thugs, can you see yourself in your streets? I might be
riding with my top down, listening to riding with my top down, listening to this Jesus. Riding, riding with my top down, down, top, top down. Riding with my top down, listening to this Jesus. Riding, riding with my top, riding, riding with my top down. Riding with my top down, down, Jesus, Jesus music. Riding with my top, riding, riding with my top down. Riding with my top down, listening to this Jesus music.
You like music from rap to gospel, but you probably never heard nobody rap the gospel. Different sound, but the truth's the same. With no choirs, no bands, but the truth remains. We got fam in the clique, set the booth to flames. Same news at the city like Deuce the Flame. If you're lost in the flow, don't lose the name. It's Jesus Christ, the King of the Jews, my man. This ain't entertainment, dog, time is truth. But you'd rather hear a song about shiny coops? Nope, not fat, not gat, not killer rap. 100% Christ, the blood spiller rap. Y'all feeling that? Rap raps it with the gospel truth. Hey, trip, y'all really back. Y'all feeling that? Rap raps it with the gospel truth. Hey, trip, y'all really back.
In that car, you hear that boom bap. And you hear some dudes rap. It ain't them folks that boast, it's folks that tell you where the truth
okay,
at.
Okay.
We don't wanna hear bad dimes of dope. No. We don't wanna hear bad knives of smoke. No. We don't wanna hear bad moving packs and foolish cats who lying folks. No. We do wanna hear bad Christ the King.
Yeah.
We do wanna hear how lives have changed.
Yeah.
We do wanna hear how God is pleased and theology at the Bible, man.
Okay.
It's Jesus music, turn heads, so turn it up and let them know.
Let
and all we do, he first and it's Jesus music, better bro.
Riding, riding with my top down, listening to this Jesus music. Riding with my top down, listening to this Jesus. Riding, riding with my top down, down, top, top down. Riding with my top down, listening to this Jesus. Riding, riding with my top, riding, riding with my top down. Riding with my top down, down, Jesus, Jesus music. Riding with my top, riding, riding with my top down. Riding with my top down, listening to this Jesus music.
And what do we all say when we get off the line? Agape.
Agape.
I love everyone.
Love you all.
Love you.
Agape.